I think that we discussed on January 26th a number of numbers that were included that caused Councilmember Sutherland to reach his total of $73 million that were inappropriate to be included. One of those numbers, one number alone, was $7,800,000, which was the purchase price of 999 acres of land that was counted twice. Okay? So there's one number. That's a big one. Another number that was included in the $73 million that should not have been included. I think it was $3.4 million because the city gave away 34 lots of land, and those lots could have sold for $100,000 apiece. Those 34 lots were bought by the Traditions Acquisition Partnership from a bank in Minnesota because the previous developer had defaulted on them. Those were not 34 lots that belonged to the city to give away. There was another number of $3 million based on 20 lots that the city did not give away, but give up their rights to the first 35% at a sale price under $150,000. So we would have gotten roughly, if those lots sold for $150,000 apiece, the city would have received $50,000 apiece. But that was added into the $73 million at the tune of $3 million, which assumed the city would have received 100% of the sale price. That wasn't in our contract. Now, one of those lots sold recently for over $900,000. Okay? The city didn't receive its portion for the first $150,000 of that $900,000. The city still received its full 35% portion, and that was according to the contract. The city still received its 35% portion of everything in the selling price of that lot that was above $150,000. Okay? The city received a check for, I forget whether $500,000 or $1 million, real close to one of those numbers, a substantial check. So that is multiple examples of items that were included in the $73 million that didn't belong there. We shouldn't, after identifying those, that magnitude and those types of items on January 26, we shouldn't have had to go hire an outside forensic investigator to come in and look at that $73 million number again. But at Councilmember Pena, Councilmember Sutherland's insistence, we went out and hired a forensic investigator to look at those numbers again. He found essentially the same thing. Do you want more examples?